Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Episode 236, The Wash Up Walk-Ons. This is a Patreon exclusive. What does that mean? It means for the full hour, you're going to have to listen through your Patreon portal if you're part of the Walk-On Army. If you aren't and you'd like to join for a perk like this and many others, patreon.com/washedupwalkons. I also understand that somehow my mic got messed up in this thing. Either way, let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Army, the true fans, to a Patreon exclusive episode. I've been asking Kluver to do one of these for a while because I don't really know what it entails, but I feel like we just got to get more intimate with our true fans and get some good content out there for y'all's ears that nobody else can hear. Kluver, man, I'm gonna let you take this one over because you're the brains behind this operation.
Like I said, we're now going to cut to the middle of the conversation where we are discussing what we would have done if we made hundreds of thousands of dollars with the new NIL rules. It's a good conversation. Let's check in.
I got a good question for you guys.
Okay.
Say we were a lot better than we were in college. And
individually as athletes, you mean?
In general, yeah. And you were making six figures plus a year off your NIL rights.
Right.
Call $500,000.
Okay.
You still living in Benton?
No, hell.
Fuck no, dude. We're moving into a home.
No, I'm living in Kinnick's press box. Fuck y'all.
I'm moving to next.
You're living in Benton with the boys?
I'm moving to next to KF.
Listen, man, if I was making $500,000 a year, knowing who my father was and how investment-oriented he was, I'm very certain he would have told me to immediately buy property in Iowa City so that I could take advantage of this to the fullest. So I probably would have had a crib for everybody.
And this is a great question, Kevin, because I know our house was always – you know, Josie and Ike, they were trying to buy gold like the minute we moved into Benton Street. They were always like, hey, what stocks you buying? And we're still to this day. It's even ramped up some. I know we would have been smart. All of us would have been smart with our money. But to some extent, there's a percentage of every amount of money that is fun money, right? Like what I make now, what I made in college, you know, fun money in college for me was like $40. Now it's a little bit more than that. If we were making $500K, it would have been a little bit more than that. What would we have gotten into? Like where, how far would we have gone on Benton Street if the house total of endorsements was like upwards of a milli?
I would have had a
What I'm doing is I'm renting out whatever bar we want to go to after every win. And I don't want any of the,
just call them narps.
Yeah, exactly. I just want them, you know, the people I want there are the only
Can we get some titties in there, please?
Wow. He asked for titties. He asked for titties. And the Walk-On Army would be invited too, because we would have started this podcast in the middle of college.
General managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to make sure you find the right candidates with the skills you need. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. And with Indeed Assessments, Choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with skills you need. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow. That would be something. Dude, oh, I probably would have went golfing with you guys.
Properties.
But yeah, I mean, the real reason I'm asking is, like, you know, like, just living with you boys was the best part of it.
Yeah, I don't know if we could have paid to make that better. Like, I want to walk in and see Ike plopped on the couch with his shirt off eating a bowl of food. And I don't have to pay for that. You know, I don't need a $200,000 endorsement to watch the girth mow down 30 wings from the vine, right? Like, it's just, it is what it is. So, I don't know, man. I think Ike could have cashed in on some food sponsorships in college. Yeah, well,
lovable as a human as he is, I'm pretty sure he could have had a sponsorship everywhere.
Anything. So, right?
So the reason I bring this up is I think Parker Hesse retweeted a tweet or favorite. I don't know. It came across my feed somehow. And it says this: young men, be ambitious, but I'm telling you, some of your happiest moments would be living with four other dudes in a place barely fit for crackheads and eating ramen and canned tuna. You'll never want to go back. But it's where you hopefully learn that money does not buy happiness.
Oh, fuck that. I want to go back.
I still want to go back. Yeah. I agree with that tweet 100%. But just imagine if we could have bought a nicer house and still lived together.
Yeah.
Like, if one of us was actually making $1 million, like one of us was Bryce Young, if we wanted to invest the money anyways, we invest in real estate and we live in it with all the homies. Like, that's the dream, dude. God, buy a mansion for the homies. That's the dream.
Cannot imagine the every once in a while, the occasional night at the poker table that you would have had, Drake. Oh my goodness.
If it would have started going downhill, it would have gotten out of control.
I thought on several occasions that it maybe already did.
Well, dude, there's at all times in poker, I was willing to play with every dime I had.
I know.
I didn't have a kill switch.
I'm aware.
Like, I'm numb to going broke because I've done it so many times.
Kevin and I would sit in the front house and talk about it. And we would just be like, so, how quickly do you think Drake comes home tonight? You think he's going to lose all his money? At one point, we were actually talking about, do you think he's deep? Like, you think he's in trouble and he's trying to bury himself? Like, he's trying to buy himself out of this? Like, he's in trouble? But, like, hey, you're still standing here today. The mob didn't kill you.
Some of my favorite moments would be, like, it's whatever day you went and played poker. Thursday, maybe?
Yeah, Thursday.
And it's like,
I gotta remember, for everybody listening, I was a very, very shitty poker player back then. Like, I knew nothing. I was just, like, super ambitious and absolutely loved the thrill.
Yeah, good enough to win occasionally, too, right?
I would say I was better than 50-50 because yeah. I would win in chunks that would make me feel really good. And then I would lose in huge chunks. And then I would win 4 or 5 times in a row, huge. Like, it was a nasty roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
It was a rough swing, but the most cherished memories from the Benton house would be like 5 o'clock on Thursday, Drake's going to go play poker. He's like, all right, I'm going to go wish me luck. Like, all right, good luck. It's a 20-minute drive down to Riverside, 20 minutes back. Drake's back in an hour. Comes through our door, sits on our couch,
pissed. Quiet.
We're just sitting there. What's up, Drake? All right, well, listen to this bullshit.
tells us hand by hand the exact 7 hands that he played, and then he fucking left the table. Multiple times, Drake got asked to leave the poker room in Iowa City.
It's untrue. It's only one time.
One time he got asked to leave.
I threw a chair. Guy beat me. It was nasty. Listen, man, I'm not a very lucky son of a bitch when it comes to playing poker. Like, I had to overcome some nasty beats. And I got aces in against 6 deuce of hearts, and the chair got thrown.
He still remembers that.
Again, if you want to check out all of episode 236 and all of the exclusive content that sits on our Patreon page, go to patreon.com/washeduwalkons, and you can subscribe at the $4, $8, or $12 tier. You can read all about the perks that come with each of those tiers, and you can listen to the full episodes like this, get video access early, discounts on merch, exclusive merch, and much more. Thanks for listening, and go Hawks.
Hey everyone, I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram, too.